Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/thinktank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes, and I'm here to help you imagine what's possible is possible for you. It is Tuesday. It is the second Tuesday or the off week. Anyway, I'm here to share today's 2x Tuesday episode. It's really about how do you become unghostable. Now, I'll provide more context in the main part of this. It's a short, sweet episode. Hopefully, it triggers some ideas for you to mitigate, to reduce the risk of getting not getting ghosted when you reach out to someone. So that's the premise of this podcast. I've been noticing a lot. I actually did a poll on LinkedIn recently, just asking if anyone has been ghosted by a business in the last, the last 7 to 14 days, and over 83% of people said yes, they have been ghosted. So I believe that, I'm not talking about this on the episode, but if your competitive advantage is your ability to be responsive, you'll stand out currently because just companies and service providers aren't doing it. And look, I even shared in this episode, I ghost people and it's completely unintentional. It's just because I haven't developed the systems. I'm really working on my responsiveness right now, which is why it's a topic for this episode. Also, I am launching the booked out unghostable cohort. This is the final one. I love new ideas. I love moving on to new things. And so this will be the last time I run Booked Out Facilitator, the program. So if you'd like more details on that, head on over to bookedoutfacilitator.com or write me hello@leannehughes.com. All right, now onto the show. Hello and welcome to 2x Tuesday. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes. And every second Tuesday, I'm here to answer a question and dissect it using the power of a 2x2 matrix. Today's question is, how do you reduce the risk of being ghosted in your business, not in your relationship? This is not dating advice. We all know what ghosting is, where you might reach out to someone and we want to, build our business and grow. And we're really excited by the prospect of what we're offering, but we don't hear back from anyone. So why is that? Now, the overarching law of this is much like Stephen Covey's circle of control and influence, we absolutely cannot control what someone else will do, okay? That is outside of our control. However, we can influence. But before I start mapping this out, I just want to share that I have ghosted people, and a lot of the time it's not personal. I'm inundated by lots of different inbound queries. I read something and in the moment I forget to respond, or I think that I have. And I notice 3-4 weeks or even months down the track, I sort of wake up one day and like, oh my gosh, I didn't respond to this person. So I think when we think about our relationships and managing that, one thing we should take into consideration is that it isn't personal and the magic is in the follow-up. All right, so let's look at these two axes for today. On the y-axis, it's really about value. So up the top here, I'm going to say, are you offering value? And down the bottom, are you expecting value? And on the x-axis, we're looking at your relationship status with this person. Again, this is not a relationship show. On the right here, are you known to them or are you unknown? And just to quickly clarify, known does not mean that you are first degree connections on LinkedIn and you haven't had a conversation yet. I still think that you're unknown. You might have connected with that person a while ago, but you haven't actually started dialogue. So known would be, yes, there's been maybe a conversation somewhere, or you've messaged, or in some way that you've built up trust and connection, right? That is known in this example. Unknown is completely foreign. They wouldn't know you if they walked past you on the street. All right, we're going to start here on the top left. And this is when you're offering value, but you're unknown to this person. And so what that means is sometimes when you offer value and you don't know this person, it could miss the mark sometimes. It could be irrelevant because you don't know them. And often on LinkedIn, I'll get lots of unsolicited messages, and I'm sure you might get the same. And they're offering me things. It's like, hey, I offer this as a service to other people. So why would I want this off you? or it's like so not in line with what I offer. They haven't even looked at my LinkedIn profile or anything to assess, like, is this even relevant for me? I think though, from our perspective, a lot of the time we are offering value to someone. We could be offering like a really great webinar that will absolutely help them out, or a course or a program. And we know that in the hands of this person, they would absolutely benefit. Still, it's really hard because we're an unknown quantity. There's no trust there. I'm calling this the cold call, and I'm not a fan of the cold call. I'm not a fan of receiving them. I'm not a fan of doing them. I do know people that are actually really good at them, and they overcome the unknown quality factor by personalizing their reach out and things like that. So it is possible. I don't know, if you want to reduce the risk of being ghosted though, you probably want to get to know a person first, or at least engage in dialogue before moving on. So the opposite of that then is the bottom right quadrant. And I'm calling this, we've got the cold call top left. I'm calling this the warm call. You know this person, but you might be wanting something from them. And that's okay. It really depends on how the relationship is going. Now, when we're asking for referrals in our business, I think this is an example of a warm call. We've already developed trust. We've done a really great job. And so we're asking just for something else. Sometimes when I've been ghosted on the warm call, like the warm reach out, is when I haven't really offered anything of value, and I'm not even asking for anything. I've just been in this ambivalent space where I'm like, oh, just checking in to see how you're going. So you can get a little bit lost. So I think either do one of the things, like ask for something specific when you reach out, or offer them something specific. Hey, I'm working with three of my clients on this new thing. Would you like to hear more about it? That's an example, right? So just be more specific in your outreach. Bottom left. So you've got the cold call, we've got the warm call. In the bottom left, I'm actually thinking you're forgettable. And this is what I really do mean by people that are just reaching out to you on LinkedIn and going, hey, check out my services. And it's all about them and what they're offering and what they're expecting from us. I'm even trying to draw examples of where this has happened, but it's been so forgettable. I think you'll know what I mean though. You don't know them. It's not even relevant. They want something from you and you're like, who the heck is this person? By the way, this doesn't only apply for business. This also works internally as well. I think I've said on a previous Two by Tuesday, getting an email from someone I didn't know about a report that was due the next day. And I was like, who the heck are you? So they weren't known to me, and B, they just wanted something from me. And it was initiated one way through email. It wasn't through a phone call to even develop a bit of rapport. So forgettable. Then the top right is where we want to be, really, to reduce the risk of getting ghosted. I'm calling this, rather than unstoppable, I'm calling it unghostable. This is when you're known to someone and you're actually offering them something to help them out. I did a whole Two by Tuesday on what it means to add value, but I'll provide a few quick ideas in this episode. One idea could be just connecting two people, like just going, hey, I think you're doing this, and I know this person that they're interested in that, or they would love to hear more from you, or they're on the same path to you. I think you two should really meet. Like, that is offering value. Just sharing something interesting, thinking about them, rather than doing what I did in the warm call, which is like, hey, just checking in, actually adding some context to that. Hey, I was on a run this morning. I was listening to a podcast about this. It reminded me of the time that we dot, 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 right? So that little bit of adding personalization, about thinking of them, I think that is adding value as well. So that just doesn't take too much effort, really, to move something from a warm call to put a little bit of more effort in to make it unghostable. And really, unghostable reminds me of that Wayne Dyer book. I always talk about it, the book I've never read before, but you don't need to. It's called It's Never Crowded Along the Extra Mile. So just going that extra step upon personalization. The other day, I was looking at conferences to speak at in 2023, and I noticed all these conferences related to a specific industry. And I thought, oh gosh, my client, he should really get out there and start speaking at these. So it was my own research, but then I ended up sending him a couple of call to speak applications. So that's it for today's Two by Tuesday, just to get you thinking around what are some strategies and things that you can do so that you are unghostable. We've got the two axes. Are you offering value? Are you expecting value? And your relationship status, are you known or are you unknown to this person? Now, my next and the final booked out program cohort is launching at the beginning of September. And I'll be calling this cohort the Booked Out Unghostables. So if you're keen to be part of that, head on over to bookedoutfacilitator.com for more information. I'll be running a webinar about this, deep diving into unghostable strategies to build your business. I'd love to invite you to come along to that, bookedoutfacilitator.com. Thanks. Chat to you next time. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.